We're looking at Acts chapter 22, verses 3 through 4. Let me pick up at verse 3, where Paul is beginning his defense before the crowd at the temple of Jerusalem. He says, "I am a Jew born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city. I studied under Gamaliel and was thoroughly trained in the law of our ancestors, and I was just as zealous for God as any of you are here today." Now, as I noted before, this is Luke's second account of Paul's conversion in his narrative. The first account was related in the third person in Acts chapter 9. The upcoming and third defense will be from Paul's own lips before King Agrippa the Younger over in Acts chapter 26. Now, right out the gate, Paul says, "I am a Jew born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city." Why is that first? Because Paul is immediately identifying himself with the Jewish crowd. What did the Ephesian Jews tell the mob as they enlisted their help in grabbing Paul and trying to murder him? They said, "This is the man who teaches everyone everywhere against our people and our law and this place," meaning the temple. So Paul begins by setting the record straight. As John MacArthur puts it, he begins by showing them that his motive was never anti-Jewish. People were saying, "Well, he's gone over to Christianity. He's anti-Semitic, anti-biblical, anti-God, anti-temple." "No," he says, "you could never accuse me of being motivated by anti-Semitic feelings. I am a zealous Jew." Well, the Greek wording for "I am a Jew" reads more like, "I myself, like you, am truly a Jew." It could be translated as, "I am as Jewish as you are." This is important because, as we saw, the Romans thought Paul might be an Egyptian who had recently led a revolt. Paul is quickly putting any suspicions aside by speaking Aramaic and identifying himself as fully Jewish. The story is told about Benjamin Disraeli, who was twice elected as the Prime Minister of England. While his father was Jewish, but left the synagogue after a dispute with his leaders, Disraeli was subsequently raised in the Anglican Church. Well, shortly after his first election as Prime Minister, he spoke in the House of Commons. One of his staunch opponents stood up and said, "You, sir, are a Jew," and then sat down. Disraeli's response was admirable. He replied, "You accuse me of being a Jew. I am proud to answer to the name and would remind you, sir, that one half of Christendom worships as a Jew and the other half a Jewess. I would also remind you that my forefathers were worshiping the one true and living God while yours were naked savages running around the woods of Britain." What a statement. Well, Paul tells the Jewish mob, "I am just as Jewish as you are." And then he goes on to tell them, "I was born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city." Again, he has good reasons for including this biographical information. Previously, I told you that Paul's use of Aramaic was strategic. In his era, most Jews spoke Aramaic since the knowledge of Hebrew was no longer widespread. It became common for synagogues to offer Hebrew scripture readings with an Aramaic translation or paraphrase called a targum. So Paul again is making a connection to his audience. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.